But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Hello, my friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call. This is, of course, Brother Nick stepping in for this evening's broadcast. If you have your Bible handy, we are turning to the Gospel according to Luke. The Gospel according to Luke, Luke chapter number 10. If you recall from last week, we want to continue our study in the series I have entitled The Good Samaritan Series. Last week's study, of course, we were discussing the events leading up to this parable about the Good Samaritan. If you recall from last week, it was entitled The Conversation with Temptation. How important it is for Christians not to be caught up in debates or arguments about the truth. Folks, the truth does not need defending. Instead, we ought to just simply stand for the truth in our generation. Remember, there will always be those who will try to justify their good works in order to get to heaven. But this evening, I want to bring to your attention the second part of this series, simply called The Tribulation Among the Expedition. The Tribulation Among the Expedition. Now, let's look at this conversation to where we ourselves can relate. Remember, this exchange is happening between our Savior and this lawyer. This lawyer in the Word of God is supposed to be a man who's supposed to know the law, who's supposed to be able to teach the law, who's supposed to be able to explain the law. This man's desire here, even though he knew the law, he understood it, he could repeat it, he did not believe it. People who are lost will always try to justify their lives by good works. But a person is not justified by works, as we looked at last week. So, if you have your Bible, let's go ahead and look in verse 29 in Luke chapter number 10. It says, But he, that's this lawyer, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Now, how does our Savior, when he's gotten this question from this lawyer, how does he respond? He tells this man a parable. And it's in this parable, folks, this evening, that I want to bring to your attention certain things that our Savior wants us to learn as we talk about these thieves among the journey. The thieves among the journey. Let's look in verse number 30 now in Luke chapter number 10. It says this, And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Notice with me that the Lord Jesus is talking about a certain man and his travels. This, of course, could be connected with you and me, because you and I, according to the Word of God, are simply pilgrims passing through. We have a certain place which we are going, and that on our journey, we have to understand that we will experience hardships and stress. Some in Christianity honestly believe that when you get saved, all of your troubles will go away. Folks, this is false. Just because you're saved, just because you're born again, if you are saved, if you are born again, doesn't mean your trials, doesn't mean your struggles will simply go away. No. What this means is that now when you go through those hardships, when you go through those trials, you will have the Lord Jesus Christ to help you among the journey. Now, three things this evening I want to bring to our attention as we look at these thieves among the journey, as our Savior says. He says the first thing here is that they stripped him of his raiment. What does that mean, they stripped him of his raiment? To be stripped of something means that you first had to have possession of it. For this traveler, he literally lost everything he owned. This reminds me of the flooding in Texas. Many people lost their homes and everything they possessed. Folks, listen to me. If you're somebody who's come to the point in your life where you've lost something valuable, perhaps everything you own has been stripped from you, don't ask this question, what should I do? But rather ask, do those things really own me? Now, after this flooding happened in Texas, many people there were interviewed. One woman was interviewed the next day after she found out. She was working third shift, and she came home to her trailer park, and it turns out her home literally was flooded away. The whole house was gone. She was interviewed, and she was asked a few questions. One of the questions she was asked, she had answered this way. They said, "What do you think about this flood, and how is your response to it?" She said this, and I quote, "You can't help but be devastated about what happened, but you also can't help but to be grateful. I lost everything I owned, but I didn't lose anybody," end quote. You see, some people, when they go through such a traumatic experience, they just can't get back up. But folks, we need to get back up. We can't stay broken, defeated people. We must keep getting up. There was a famous boxer many years ago who once said this, "You don't lose if you get knocked down. You lose if you stay down." Amen? Oh, how true that is, my friends. No matter what you go through, no matter what things try to knock you down, you just got to keep getting back up. Don't be defeated. Keep your focus on Christ and keep moving forward. But the next thing our Savior wants to bring to our attention in verse 30 is this. Not only did these thieves strip him, they also wounded him. They wounded him. So not only did they take everything that he had, they also caused this individual to go through pain. I don't know who you are this evening, my friend, but I know that none of us enjoy pain. The thieves among the journey, they can strip you of your joy. They can strip you of your strength. They can strip you of your passion for the Lord. If they can try to strip you of these things, but still not get anywhere, the next thing they're going to try to do is cause you pain. Have you ever heard that saying before that goes, no pain, no gain? Do you know where that saying actually came from, folks? That actually came from one of our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin, when he said this, quote, "There is no gains without pain," end quote. Benjamin Franklin came up with that. If you're a traveler in this world, my friends, know this, you will experience pain. A Christian does not grow when he or she is going through pleasant times, but rather they actually grow when they encounter pain. Last year, I had the opportunity to fly to Georgia. And when I got there, somehow, someway, after I got off my flight, after I got my rental car, my phone literally went completely white. The phone screen went white. I couldn't call anybody. I couldn't use my GPS. I tried to plug it in, and all it could do was charge. I couldn't do anything, my friends. And I was literally in a moment of panic because this was actually a work travel. I actually had to get to a place where I actually had to go to work. But first, I had to find my hotel. I had to get settled. Then I had to get to the place where I had to work. So I had to drive around for a little bit. The first thing I did is I had to go purchase a brand new phone. So I purchased a brand new phone. Couldn't get it activated at the place I bought it, so I had to go to another place to the carrier I actually had. They actually turned it on for me. I switched the SIM cards, got my phone activated, was able to use my GPS, was able to get to my hotel room and get to where I needed to go to. After a brief moment in time, I just sat down, I prayed, I said, "Lord, I need my phone to work, please, because I need to be able to get to where you need me to get to." The next thing I knew, after taking a moment of silence, I took my phone that was broken and I shut it completely off, took the battery out, waited a minute, put the battery back in, turned it on, and my phone was altogether working once again. Folks, at that moment, I too was going through pain because I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what I had to do, what place I had to be at. But God was with me every step of the way. There was a thief among my journey and he tried to cause me pain. But folks, if you're somebody this evening who is going through a time of pain, understand that there might be a thief among your journey. There might be a thief among your journey. Now, the last thing I want us to see here that our Savior brings to our attention in verse 30 is this. Look with me once again. He says, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. So not only did these thieves strip him, not only did they wound him, the last thing they did is that they left him. They not only left him, but they left him half dead, which means they didn't give any care to the welfare of this individual, which they caused pain, which they took from. After a thief, after he has tried to take from you, and after they have tried to cause you pain, if that doesn't work, the one thing, the last thing they will do is they will leave you. But when they leave you, they won't leave you without some sort of impact. It's an interesting thing how this world has done this to so many people in our country today. It has told us, come, expose yourself, drink deep of the pleasures of this life, and you'll be able to have what you want. But then what happens? This world takes from the person, they strip them, they wound them, they cause them pain, and at the end of it, they leave them to themselves, leaving them in a state of decay, of isolation, depression, perhaps even suicide. Let me tell you a true but sad fact, folks. Back in 2023, the United States saw over 49,000 suicides nationwide. And over a million, folks, I'm not even kidding, over a million attempted suicides. Why is America, the country that was founded on Judeo-Christian values, why does she have such an increase of deaths? That's because many people don't know and didn't know that there were thieves among their journey. But what about you, my friends? Has there been a thief among your journey this week? Is there something trying to strip you of your joy, trying to wound you of your walk with Christ, and trying to leave you half dead? Recognize that there is a thief and pray for strength and keep your focus on Christ to gain, to help you, to get the victory over what you're going through. Folks, will you answer the call?